Please be seated. I really thank God amongst us, we have a North Korean congregation, whether you know or not. We also have an Iranian and also Ukrainian. And recently, we've had Lord added many Hong Kong family, as you have noticed. So I want to invite Gigi and Rebecca, that how they are serving, how God is deepening the relationship with His people through these people, through Gigi and Rebecca. So come on forward.
Hello. I'm very grateful to witness Anson's baptism, and really touched my heart. It was truly encouraging. Reflecting on my journey, I recognize that there have many challenges since moving to this country, but we are not alone, because the Lord walks with us every step of the way. The Lord's grace is sufficient. We may come from different countries and have various skin colors, but we believe in the same God and deeply feel His love. This love gives me the confidence and strength to love others, continue seeking Him, and serve Him faithfully. I'm also thankful for the church's support of the Hong Kong community. Our course has provided us the opportunities to communicate and share our faith with each other. Additionally, I feel blessed to have attended the evangelism in Wimbledon tennis with my daughters and other churchmates, where we were deeply moved by God's wonderful preparations. Also, I'm grateful to assist the young people group in church, and I look forward to putting down roots and growing together. I firmly believe that as long as we have faith, hope, and love, we can achieve victory in life through the Lord. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Rebecca. I thank God for leading my family to come to NMBC for over a year. When we first came here, we only knew one brother from Hong Kong, and we didn't know the others at all. Because my English not good enough, and I can only communicate briefly. Sometimes, when I see you, I don't know what to say, and can only smile. That's true, right? And thanks to Gigi for inviting me to participate in the Alpha course last year, which enabled me getting to know different brothers and sisters. Through the Alpha course, my soul was also renewed and improved. In May this year, a new Alpha course was held at Cafe 63. Thank God for giving me the confidence and courage to tell Chung that I wanted to go to Alpha course to help. Although I speak poor English, I can help prepare food or cleaning up afterwards. That's how I started this mission of serving and helping people. And I just recently completed Mark's workshop. During this process, I experienced God listening to our prayers and saw that there were many people who were very determined to pursue knowing God. And even their souls were helped. Now, I am delighted that whenever I meet the brothers and sisters in our course, I feel more friendly and familiar with them. Thank God for allowing me to be more involved in the church.
Good afternoon, church. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what to say, but I know sincerely that for the past 7 months or 6 months, the past six, 7 months have been amazing. It's been great. It's been wonderful. I'm not sure what words to use now. English is not my first language, but I'm sure you know what I'm saying. It's been a very great time for me. It started with the Alpha course and then with the Bible reading course and then the Mark workshop. The Mark workshop was really great. I've not had Bible study like that before. I mean, it's quite revealing. We normally read the Bible like a story from the Bible and whatnot, but it's different when you study this, when you undertake this Mark workshop, like you get to see the patterns in the Bible that you probably never realize is there since you've ever read the Bible. And so it was quite great for me. And apart from the Mark workshop itself, it's also about the fellowship we had together, friends that came around, even right from the Alpha course to the Bible reading and even to the Mark workshop, the consistency. It was really great. I mean, it was also fun. We had people that celebrated that birthday together and, you know, we had fun. It was a mixture of fun, spirituality, learning and whatnot. And I'm really grateful to God. I was a part of that. Before the Mark workshop, from the picture, I was fortunate to be part of those that distributed this to invited people for the Mark workshop, and that day I was really it was interesting for me to know what the success was going to be like from that distribution. I think we gave out about 100 tracks or so. 100 leaflets to people to come for the Mark workshop, and so after that I went back home thinking, okay, what will success be? How many people will turn up for that workshop? And the first day, second day, Chung told me that there was this person that came around and she wasn't invited, but her friend was invited and her friend gave her the leaflet and then she came. And then the first day she came, she said she enjoyed it and then she brought another friend of hers. And for me, I was really impressed and I was really happy. And for me, I realized that I learned actually two lessons from that. The first lesson is that when we witness or maybe when we share about God to someone else, it might not be for that person. It might be even for some other person we don't even know about. Just like in this case, we gave another lady and she invited another person, and that was success, right? And the second lesson for me was that the way God defines success is probably totally different from the way we define success. I mean, one person. Let's just assume that one person came out of the 100 shots we gave. And that's 1% success. But for God, that's something great. And when you go back to where God said there is joy in heaven over one sinner that repents of against 99 righteous people, and you know when he said he left the 99 so for the one person, you know, it shows that God is really interested in even one person, no matter how much work we have done, and just one person it's touched. I mean, it's very great success for God. So it helped me to define success. I mean, for human beings, imagine your son coming back with 1% grade in mathematics. I don't know what will happen. But yeah, it just kind of taught me that we should continue to do our best. And yeah, it's God's success is different from man's success. And I'm really very privileged and happy too that I was a part of the Mark workshop. And yeah, since May till now. Thank you.
Spencer? I know Spencer and Lucy, they came as a newcomer, and they haven't, you didn't know about Christ that much. But your grandfather in China,
he was
a believer, and you realized it later.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Let's hear your story.
Wait. Thank you, David. Hello, everyone. My name is Spencer. A few months ago, elderly couple stopped me on my way home. They kindly asked me about my religion and whether I went to church. Now, in my family, only my grandfather was a Christian. The rest of us, well, most of the people in my family, are more interested in the Sunday roast than Sunday church. Since my grandpa passed away, I have not had the chance to go to church. So I told that the couple, if I heard the God's voice one day, I will go back to church. Then smiled and prayed for me and wished that I might hear the God's voice soon. That night, my love Hannah found a free English class online. I was about to say no. I mean, who wants to embarrass themselves in front of the English teacher? But in the end, I suddenly thought of the couple's prayer. Then I agreed. On the Friday, I joined the free English class, and guess what? I joined the group hosted by Trudy. And the English reading topic that day was a Christian story. After the class, Trudy invited us to coffee in High Street on Saturday night. She said it was for people who want to learn more about the Bible. 2 weeks later, Hannah and I went to the cafe in High Street. We joined the Alpha course. Well, we watched the video, have group discuss and ask questions. It was like a school, but luckily we have the tea. I can drink tea. After the Alpha course, I want to dig deeper into Bible, so join invited Roger to teach us the Mark. I sent to the dear Caroline's group. She is passionately helping me with the Bible reading, and I always ask ridiculous problem, questions. Now back to my question: did I hear the God's voice? Well, God didn't call me directly, not a booming voice from the sky saying, "Spencer, go to the church." But I believe, He spoke to me through the others. At my first English class, Trudy said, "Welcome. Today's topic is about the Christian." At the cafe in High Street, at my first Alpha course, June said, "It's great you are here. Today we are talking about how to pray." In the Rogers class, at the first lecture, he said, "Welcome. Let's wish that the chapter of 1 of Mark is a one man alone." And the first time I sit in the church, Simon's week topic is hearing God's call. It's only the words to show the witness, of course not. I witnessed June abundant worldly desires, focus on mission, glorified God, and show the good news with others. She's always busy, she never stops. I witnessed the era give up her comfortable life in the UK and return to the Korea to serve the local church. I witnessed Roger was willing to spend a few hours every Thursday teaching us the Bible. He didn't not simply copy or speak, but he think about it a lot and make us understand better. I witnessed Tony and Trudy were willing to spend their free time to help us learn English and British culture. It's important for me to join this community. When I volunteered at the food bank, I saw Ryan, John, Devlin, Cassie, Phil, and others patiently serving everyone in need. After the Sunday service, I saw different people praying for each other and kindly people helping those in need. There are too many things like this. It seems God had quite the theme of humor. He didn't just speak to me. He sent me to the English class, a coffee, or even the food bank to make sure I got the message. So what is the message? Peter says, always be prepared to giving an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope you have. I'm so lucky. I have a witness, a deep, unshakable love for Jesus from you all. So here I am, sitting in the church, sharing my story with you. Thank you. Thank you all, my family. You are all built up my confidence in the witness. And God bless us all. Thank you.